Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome back to The Memoir of a Descendant Stan. We always start every episode off with a Descendants quote. The Descendants quote of the day is everybody at home as pretty as you? Because we have a very pretty guest with us here today. Today, I have one of the funniest guys on the internet who never fails to put a smile on my face. His art style is so amazing, and he is just so adorable. And he is also a part of the group Down Bad Boys. My personal favorite videos from him are Tall Girl is Painfully Not Good. This Year is Slowly Killing Me. Stop pretending 80s movies, 80s cartoons characters have been better character designs. That one took me out. And being negative for no reason is actually annoying. Please welcome Varish Joe.
Man, those are some interesting ones. I'm glad you like those, especially the one this year is slowly killing me. I'm just complaining for like 10 minutes.
Because I felt that video on a spiritual level about how you had so much stuff planned for you this year, and then, the world exploded. So
Yeah, like you said, then the world ended. He's like, nah.
it's like so much stuff that I had planned for me. Like me and my friend, we was gonna go on road trips and shit, and we couldn't do any of it. Like, I'm just mad.
Dude, that I was so upset that there were like so many conventions I was planning like to, pull up to and like do like the whole YouTube thing with friends, but like, nah, the world, it was just like COVID-19, stay ass home, none of that.
It's weird as fuck because me and my friends were talking about going to MomoCon this year, that we were gonna talk about going to Dragon Con, and I was like, damn, I could have met y'all in person before. Like, it's weird to think about.
Yeah, it that is pretty weird actually. Just how like because I always think about that, just how like how things can almost play out like before they actually do, or like how many times you could have actually met a person before you did. It's crazy
Yeah,
stuff.
I was like, that's the weird thing because y'all, Joe was in Atlanta like literally the week before I became friends with him, and I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was mad, but we just got right into it. Joe, you can introduce yourself to everyone and tell them who you are and a bit of what you do.
Okay, well, I mean, as you guys already heard, I'm Joey Veritas Joe on the YouTubes. I do videos talking about basically whatever I care about at the moment, and that's usually animation. So, some of you might be familiar with me. I don't exactly do the cool, interesting videos like Miss Harriana Hook over here, but I do make what I like. So that's about it.
Yeah, I use Tumblr still. I'm like one of the few people that still use that. I made a post talking about the black cartoon community, and it was just me talking. I just said the black cartoon community deserves better, and everybody was like, "Do you have suggestions?" Like, it was more than one person. So I was like, "You know what? Let's go." And I listed a bunch of suggestions. I didn't put my channel on there because I was like, "I'm the person making this post. What's the point of me doing that?" But I put yours on there, and I was looking at the replies, and so many people love you. Like, everybody was talking about that you put a smile on their face, so.
I'm so happy to hear that. Like that, whenever I hear that, that's just like crazy to me because I'm like, damn, like I make people happy and stuff because people make me happy.
Yeah, like I did admit it when I introduced you, where I was just like, he always puts a smile on my face. I could be sad, and then I'll just go watch one of Joe's videos. Like,
That's crazy. That's crazy to me. You put like a big smile on my face all the time too. Like when we like first started like talking that first day, I was like, all right, this is my best friend for life. I was like, okay. That's what we're doing.
I love you, Joe.
I
So,
love you more.
oh, I love you most. Like, where'd that come from? Tangled. I love you. I love you more. I love you most. But then that's actually kind of creepy because that was like a borderline abusive relationship. Okay, you just gotta. I get
She
it.
said we're not gonna talk about it.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that. So, like, one of my like big questions I really wanted to ask you, like, at the end of all your videos, you have the song "Dog Nightmare" playing, which you put me on to, like, literally
Yeah.
that song slaps so hard. Why do you put that at the end of all of your videos? Like, what made you want to do that?
See, I think probably like 2 or like 3 years ago, I started kind of like caring about what songs I want to put like the outro like on my videos, because like you know, everybody makes an outro where like they have like, you know, they thank their patrons or they link to like new videos or whatever. Yeah. And for the longest, my outro is two different. It was one song from this other artist and then another one. It was like vaporwave kind of stuff, because that was like kind of my theme for like a while. Still kind of is and isn't. Like, I have vaporwave stuff in there. It's sort of awesome shit. But then randomly, I think like 2 years ago, I like discovered Jack Stauber and shit. Like, you know, because on YouTube he does like the animation stuff, and like I fucking really fuck with his music. And yeah. I believe that I used Dead Weight in the Queerbait video for the outro. It's one of his other songs. And then someday randomly I used a Dog Nightmare, which is like as weak as like that's like obviously like he's, you know, he's pretty popular, but they're like the more popular songs that people use, like Oklahoma and like Buttercup and whatnot. But Dog Nightmare is one that people really don't use that much, but for some reason that one like stuck with me. And I started using it a lot. It kind of syncing my outro like to go with the beat of it. And then my friend one time, he DM'd me and he said he's on SoundCloud, and like, if you know, you can look at like the comments and like on like a SoundCloud like upload or whatever. Yeah. And like people were like, oh, Verity Show, anyone? Oh, this, I'm coming from a Verity Show video. And I was like, damn, like niggas are on this song talking about like, oh, my videos. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, this is the Verity Show song now. I can't get rid of it. And like I tried experimenting using another Jack Stauber song, Safe Socks, which is really good. But at the same time, I was like, nah, I was like, Dog Nightmare is the one. I was like, that's the one I got to use. And people tend to appreciate it a lot in the comment section. So that's the one that I'm probably going to use until like I shrivel up and die.
I love Dog Nightmare. Like, after I like started like watching you like all the time, that song stays on repeat. Like, I didn't think it was a real song at first. I thought it was just something that you remixed and just put at the end of your videos. And then I actually clicked the description box and I was like, wait, this is a real song? And then I listened to it, and now like that song, it gets played every day on Spotify. I think next year when my Spotify wraps up, it's probably gonna be in like my most listened to songs.
Yes, sir.
I feel like that now, because I use like one of the, it's, I don't know, I use this Powerpuff Girls song at the end of all my videos called Chemical X, and now I feel like everyone associates that song with me, because a lot of people told me I put them on to that song, and I was like, well, I guess this is my song now. I have to use Chemical X for everything. But his name,
I think,
is
that's cool though. Like, that's cool. Yeah. Think about it. When somebody like, when they listen to that song, they're gonna be thinking about like Harriana Hook, you know? Because like, obviously, like some people like our good friend and family member Tariq, he literally has his own theme song.
Yeah.
Where it's like made for him, because like he's been using like that beat for the longest. But we have like songs that people associate with us as like our song, which I also think is pretty cool.
Oh, I associate Delight by Common. Because of the Skillshare ad, like every time like I see that song, I think of him now. I think of him. No, but his name's Jack Stauber, right?
Yeah.
I listen to like a lot of his discography in my car, and I really vibe with it. But like John and Nancy, like I don't know, that song like really stuck with me. I don't even know why, it just did.
I love all of his stuff. It's so weird. It's like so much of like kind of a broad like experimental like genre.
Because I love like it's weird experimental music like that. Like I have a song I'm gonna send to you that I actually think you like. It's called Boyfriend by, I feel like you might know about it. I'll send it to you though, because it reminds me a lot of Dog Nightmare though. It's a pretty weird song, but it works. It really works.
Color me very interested.
Yeah, it's weird because I wanted to put that as my outro song, and then I was like, that just go with Chemical X. I feel like it fits you better. And now I'm stuck with Chemical X because my intro music, like I recently changed my intro, because before I changed my YouTube channel to Harriana Hook, I had the same intro. I just changed the time card where it says like Harry, it had my old channel name, and then I just changed that to Harriana. And everybody associates that song with me. Like the song's called Buttercup. And it's like it was inspired by the Powerpuff Girls. It's by a dude named Zeke Beats on YouTube, who's amazing. But everybody associated that song with me, but I wanted to change it because I wasn't, I don't know, I feel like I didn't rebrand properly because I kept my same intro. So I changed it to like the My Sing theme song, but everybody's so upset with me because I changed my intro music and I feel bad, but I'm like, I understand you guys associate Buttercup with me. I put a lot of y'all onto Buttercup, but I was like, I just feel like I'm a different person now. It just doesn't fit anymore.
It's like if anything, kind of because I had like the same type of thing. It's just like luckily when I switched my like stuff up, I wasn't like as like kind of I guess like big as now. It's just like sometimes you have certain kind of songs that represent like certain eras of you as a person and your content that you made as a person, like how like when like a new season of a TV show or like an anime gets like a new opening and shit, or like a, like a new stylistic theme, like sometimes you gotta like low-key kind of rebrand like every now and then. I for the longest actually I had an intro like years ago, but then I stopped having one because I stopped like seeing a need for one. But then like I in my newest video, I have a new intro made by my friend our Breditor on YouTube, really really talented guy, and I made like kind of like some like eye catch kind of like bumper type of things. It's kind of weird how to describe them, but like the shit that'll play like during like a commercial, just because I wanted a more like stylistic, I guess like show kind of approach to like longer videos, because I haven't done that in a while, but that's what I wanted to do now. So like I had to like switch it up, and like I'm getting comments of people saying like that they appreciate it and like they like it, which is like makes me feel validated and like that I made a smart decision.
I'm just kind of curious. I'm like, what other? Because you say you listen to Jack Stauber. What else do you listen to? I'm genuinely curious.
I listen, my range of music taste is pretty broad. Like one day I'll be feeling like hip hop or like angry rap, or the other day I'll be feeling like alternative like rock and like or some indie shit. Or like I'll be feeling like everything 80s or like Japanese J-pop or just Vocaloid. This is all over the place.
We dead ass have the same music taste. Like, I'm just like that. Like, one day I'm in the mood for hardcore hip hop, the next day I'm listening to rock. Next day I'm listening to Japanese city pop. I'm like, it's
Yes,
all over the
sir.
place. Well, you know, Plastic Love.
Yes, of course. There's this one remix of Plastic Love on YouTube. They did like a synthwave remix. It's so good. I love it. It's so good.
Send it to me because I gotta
I'm gonna
hear
send it
that.
to you.
Like,
It's
what?
so good.
I fell down the Plastic Love rabbit hole like last summer and I was just obsessed. I can't. Okay, we're in a new year, so when I say last summer, it sounds like I'm talking about 2020. I'm talking about summer 2019 when my life was ruined because the worst summer of my life, and City Pop saved that. City Pop saved that. But Plastic Love, a beautiful ass song. It's 7 minutes long, and I'm gonna listen to all 7 minutes of it every time it comes on.
Some songs just need to be long,
Oh,
like
yeah.
on the Daft Punk Discovery album, Fun Veritas Joe Fact. One of the songs on there is where I get my
Veritas
name from.
quo, Veritas
Yeah.
quo.
But the last song on there is called Too Long, and ironically enough, it is 10 minutes long. And all those 10 minutes are good. It just it feels it's such a good song. I listened to it last time, it was like on Christmas Day, like last year. So good.
No, Dog Nightmare is not long. It's not long enough for me because it's like you. I mean, you get into it and it ends. I'm like, no, I gotta listen to it like five more times to get the right feel for it. Like,
I feel like, yeah, I feel that.
okay, I gotta ask you about this. So I gotta talk to you about Tall Girl.
Oh boy. Oh Lord. I should have known that's what
Okay, like simply because I'm into filmmaking and I've been like in a few movies and things like that. So, how was that like during that time period of when they filmed at your school? Like, were you guys in school at the time? Because I know a lot of times when productions need to use actual school buildings, they would try to film like in the summertime or on break so like the students wouldn't be at the school. But were you guys actually like in class when they were doing this movie?
Yeah, we were definitely in class throughout the whole thing. What they did was they kind of like reworked, I when well, not reworked, kind of redirected us, or like had us not go in certain hallways and stuff. Because like if you're in a school, if it's big enough, there are multiple ways to get to one place. So like a few of those places had to be like kind of locked off because they would use those spaces for like shooting or whatnot. Like the main hallway, and Tall Girl is the main hallway that we would like transition from going like to downstairs classes to like upstairs, or like from that hallway like to lunch. And that hallway would be like available like for specific hours and whatnot. And they would do most of the shooting after school, like during because the only people that would be in the building after school were people who had done basketball practice in the gym upstairs, which obviously if they were filming in the gym, then they wouldn't be there. And people doing band practice outside on like the whole other side of the school. And they had to coordinate with them, obviously, because you cannot blare and loud fucking band music while you're trying to film your emotional scene for Tall Girl.
For Tall Girl.
And then they also, this is like the scene where, if you remember,
I was done when she was like, it was like the scene where she stood up and the guy saw how much taller he was than her, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not about to waste my time with this. And I just,
God bless your soul. You made the right choice. You made the right choice.
I see everybody talking shit about her outfit she wore to like the dance at the end, and it was just not it. And I was just like, I'm so glad I didn't finish this movie. I didn't finish it.
Oh no, you made the right choice. I'm glad you didn't, because fucking it was a big waste of time. Only reason why, you know, I made a video on it was because it was filmed at my school. Like, that's like kind of my birthright. I'm like, nah, like I gotta step in and talk about it too. Along with giving a little extra, I guess, fucking bits and pieces of how it was there, because like it was weird. The thing though that we did benefit, actually, yeah, at least the theater program did, yeah, because they left some shit there for us, like scaffolding, fucking a bunch of other like material and shit, like, yeah, just there. And they're like, oh, you guys can keep it. And like, we were like, okay. So we just like took a bunch of shit down and like kept it for ourselves. I came to school like one Saturday morning with some friends, and like we all just like basically appropriated all that legally because they gave it to us. So that was like the good benefit though.
Wait, but, you're a theater kid.
Yeah, I'm a theater kid.
Oh,
I'm a theater
my
nerd.
God!
You didn't know?
No, I didn't, because I'm one too. Like, I was in like drama club, like all 4 years of high school. I did it in middle school, and then I'm in college for theater right now too. I did not know that the BCC is a full of theater kids. Like,
about
we were
to say,
having,
yeah,
this discussion.
That's crazy. I'm a theater kid. You a theater kid? Kayla a theater kid? That's crazy.
D'Angelo's what? I had no idea you were a theater kid. Like, I want to ask you about Tall Girl, but now I want to talk about theater. Okay, I have a few more Tall Girl like tricks, but the thing we were talking about, they filmed it at your school. Dave Phil, have you heard of a show called Insatiable?
No, not familiar.
Yeah, it's Debbie Ryan, you know, from Jesse is in it, and it's a movie on Disney Plus called Safety. They filmed those at my school, Clayton State University, and it was a bit like that, like when you were talking about, except they didn't really film after school. They literally, like, we got kicked out of our classroom because they were filming in it, so we had to go to a classroom on the other side of campus, and it was atrocious. Like, I literally had to walk all the way over there.
That's very annoying. Yeah, like, they should be working on y'all time. Y'all shouldn't be working on their time.
Exactly. But were you an ex? Like, did they ask the students to like be extras in the movie or anything?
Yeah,
like
they gave people opportunity to be like paid extras. Yeah. And just because of what my schedule was working, I wasn't. But one of my best friends, she was. And I've never asked her much about kind of the experience of like being an extra, but then she would just kind of like be there like in like the tent or whatever, and like they tell her like, you know, what to do to break the scene down and whatnot.
Yeah.
Cause she was also a theater kid, so like, you know, obviously we know how to like block and whatnot. They would like, you know, feed them obviously, and then like they would pay them. I never asked how much she got paid though, but it probably was like a decent amount that you can legally pay a person for being an extra in a Netflix original film.
Yeah, no, yep. It pays about like $100 a day, so
it's also good experience, because like you can see, you don't fucking have to say like on your resume that you were like, you know, an extra in Tall Girl. You can say like, oh, I was an extra in a Netflix original movie, because like that's true. So
yeah, working on set actually is like being an extra in a movie. It gives you the experience of like being on set, because I legit want to take acting and writing seriously, and I have had like speaking roles and things like that, like nothing too big. I've stood in a few times and things like that, The thing about it is that, like, if you can handle being an extra on set, you can handle pretty much a lot of the other stuff in the industry because it's like the hours are long. Like, that's one thing that a lot of people don't seem to get about the film industry. You there all day. You there all day. Like, film is your life now. You're there all day. You might as well talk to the people that are around you. It's a nice, cute little paycheck, though, at the end of the day. You get about 100 a day, depending on how long you're there. But, like, compared to like what everyone else is making, it's not really that much, but it's nice for the experience. And
Well, that's good.
you say you weren't an extra in it, were you?
Yeah, I wasn't an extra.
Okay. Oh my God, I had to ask you about that. I was like, how? Because I know it's always like really chaotic when you're filming something, when they're filming something at your school and then you literally like fucks up your whole schedule. I was just genuinely curious
Yeah.
about that.
Well, while I wasn't an extra, I did, if you remember, got to talk to some of the main cast and the director. Which was that was quite an interesting time. Like they basically they let the people that started there or whatever and the director talk to all the theater like slash film people, which is all the theater people, all the film people were just pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So I got to talk to like the main the you know the girl's best friend,
The
the
black
short
girl?
one.
The black
Yeah,
girl?
her.
Yeah, I met
Yeah.
her. I met that girl.
She seemed cool. There's like a
She's really
picture.
sweet. So
There's a
sweet.
picture of me with her. It's like, because she's short.
Oh yeah, she's really short. She's a nice, like she's like a 2 inches shorter than me. I was looking down. I was like, oh, she's
That's
little.
crazy. Yeah, she was small. Yeah, they're all nice people. Some of my friends, they got pictures with the girl who
Serena?
played Tall Girl
Oh,
and
not
Sabrina.
Serena.
Yeah, bo
Wait, did
both
you
of
be
them.
Serena?
No, I didn't meet
Dang,
Sabrina.
oh my gosh.
Nah, every day like that she was there, I happened to like comedically not be. So it was like it was whatever.
I
That would
would
have
have
been like
been
cool to get a
bad.
picture though.
I love Sabrina. I've seen her like 3 times in concert and still have not met her. A few of my friends have met Sabrina though, but I was not about to pay $200 for no damn VIP. VIP is a scam. Like you literally just get in there and take a picture for 5 minutes and then you leave. And I was just like, nah, it's not worth it. It's not
Yeah,
worth
nah,
it.
fuck that. I'm never paying like a huge amount of money to talk to somebody. Like I'd rather like meet you like under different circumstances why I didn't
Oh
have to pay to
yeah.
get in.
Almost all the celebrities that I've met, I did not pay to see them. Like, I was like, y'all are like normal people. Like, because somebody asked me, would I ever do a meet and greet? And I was like, I don't want y'all to pay to have to come meet me. I ain't nobody. Like, who do I think I am doing that? I was like,
Yeah,
if you
no,
meet me, you
I
meet
wouldn't
me.
know. I wanted to know like meet and greet. If people wanted to like say hi to me at like a convention or something, I'd be perfectly fine with that. But it isn't like no, oh hi, you can shake my hand here for like $200. Like, nah. That's pretty
Nah, because they
weird.
were talking about it. It was like you could sign up and do photo op. No, I don't want anybody to have to pay to get a picture with me. Like if you just see me at the convention, come up to me, say hi, you can get a picture that way. It's just I don't know, it's something kind of dehumanizing about that, if
Yeah,
that
no,
makes
for
sense.
real. For real, like actually, I mean, because at the same time, I know that we kind of have to understand that, like, you know, we're in a position where, you know, we're gonna be like dehumanized because like we're on platforms and whatnot. But at the
Yeah.
same time, I'd still like to keep what little human connection I can.
Yeah, I was like, I'm still a regular human being because I do feel kind of dehumanized on the internet now that I have like somewhat of like, because people tell me I have a big following. I don't really think I do, but I do feel like I have somewhat of a like decent sized following. And a lot of them, I do feel a lot of like dehumanization in that sense where I feel like they just like objectify me. They see me more as like an object and not really a person. And I get it, like I understand, but like at the same time, I'm like, I'm just like you. Like if I didn't have followers, we're pretty much the same. Like we're the same people. We just have a following. Like there's nothing really too special.
Yeah, I think for like a lot of people, it's kind of hard for them to see like, you know, just how human the person with the big number next to their name is, unless they're like in the spot. Because for me at least, you know, obviously I would look at like YouTubers and shit, and I'd be like, damn, like they're pretty popular, and I wouldn't really think about them as like a person until I started making videos myself, and then also being in the position that they were once in or still are in, and I'm, you know, go to thinking. Oh no, they're just like a regular ass person. Like, you know, they're a regular person. And it also made me so grateful that I did not meet these people when I was that young because
Yo.
I would have fucking made them uncomfortable or something. Because, you know, some people, they'll make me uncomfortable on accident. Like, there was one kid, they joined my Discord server. And they, I guess they kind of didn't get the vibe that, like, people weren't there, like, to gawk at me, like, fucking worship me. Like, they were there, like, to talk to me and, like, you know, be my friend and shit. But the kid, fucking, my friend, she was fucking with me. She was like, oh, well, is this something really important that you join the voice call for? And I was like, oh, what is it? She was fucking with me. She knew the kid was up in there, and she knew the kid was going to freak out. She down bad for that one. But I joined the voice call, and the kid was freaking out. He's like, oh my god, you're here to show. Oh my god, and I watch your videos, and all, you know, all the usual. And I was like, I didn't physically know how to react to that. Obviously, I was quite taken back. Probably a bit more nervous than the kid actually was for meeting me, because I'm like, what the fuck do I say? Like, this kid's like revering me as like Jesus Christ. Like, I don't want to like say anything bad or, you know, upsetting or whatever. So I kind of just had to like be like, oh, hi, like, I'm glad you like the videos, yada yada, and whatnot. Like, people be thinking that, like, you know, we be being like humble and shit. Sometimes we just don't know what to say.
We don't. Like, it'd be, I'd be nervous. Like, I get that. Like, I really do feel like it has to do with like a maturity aspect, because I know I used to like be freaking out, and like, even when I was still making videos, because I started YouTube back in, I started in 2014, didn't start posting till 2015. How long have you been posting, by the way?
I started in, I believe I started posting in 2015 as well, actually.
Wow, we all started around the same time. Wow, that like blows my mind still. Like, we all started at the same time, but didn't start really, like, people love to talk about how, like, people that's just now starting off with YouTube, they'd be like, my channel's not growing, you know, and I was like, y'all do know I've been here for 5 years. I am not new. Yeah. Like, it literally took off.
I think I've talked about this like with a couple friends, and in the BCC server like one night, it was like late as fuck, when it was like a voice call, and I was talking to people, because like I have like some mutuals or like, you know, acquaintances or even friends who like are, you know, severely lower, like in a couple hundreds type of thing, or like tens, you know, and then like they'll be upset when like a video don't pop off, for like, you don't get that million views or 100k views or whatever. And then, you know, I'll tell them, when I started my group channel with my friends, some people were like upset at the fact that that group channel got so many subs so quickly. And I kind of had to like explain to them, I was like, well, I mean, these motherfuckers didn't come out in thin air. Like, I've been grinding like for years. Like, it don't just come to you, you know. Yeah. And I also had to say like that, oh, well, you know, there was a certain time where I was sitting just right there, you know, being disgruntled about not getting views. And like, I remember having like a few hundred subscribers and getting like a few tens of views and shit. I remember just like sharing my old videos in like the group chats with my friends, because my friends were the only ones watching it, you know.
Yeah. But, like,
people, they tend to forget that you had to come up, you know, when you're up there. Like, you had to, that something had to happen. You were, everybody starts at the same spot, unless like fucking, you know, you have a friend who has like a million subs and they're like, oh, go subscribe to them. Then obviously they don't know the grind. But what I'm saying is, we know the grind.
Yeah.
Like, we've been there, you know. So that's why I've also like told, you know, friends that the same people that they'll get upset, or like some they'll like freak out or some shit, or like some they're not really like the most mentally stable kind of place, where like fucking every now and then they'll like, you know, lock up their account and shit, or like black out their profile picture, like, you know, the typical shit that like you know, kind of middle school age, like, you know, 14 year olds doing shit. I know we all been there, but yeah. But fucking, I would you know, say and think like, oh, well, think about if you had the following that you wished you had and did that. You know how many people would be scared or would be confused or would be on your back, or, you know, would like just, you know, tweet and report and like, you know, the Tumblr blog about you, and you'd be on the map about everything. Like, you know, some people aren't mentally mature enough to have this amount of people watching them, you know.
Yeah, because like to get that much attention so fast, it's a lot on a person. And one thing I feel like, because, you know, people be like, you have all of these followers, you have so many people that admire you, yada yada. And I'm like, y'all don't see, like, y'all see the pretty stuff. Y'all see the pretty stuff. I'm like, behind the scenes, it is not all that fun. Like, we get hate comments. Like, I literally have to spam out certain words so people can leave me alone. Like, I have people being nasty and weird in my DMs. Like, and people don't seem to realize that it takes a lot of work to like put out content because, like I said, your videos are amazing, but they're like the content we make is not easy. It's not easy. Like it takes a lot, and I feel like so many people think that like they're gonna get away with like putting up a lazy video and then they're gonna get a following from that. And I was like, no, the reason we have a following is because we actually put a lot of thought and effort into what we make.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like the thing that I've kept saying to friends now, because it applies to like any art form ever. You never realize just how much you love something until you hate doing it.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
and I mean that 100%. Comes with like making music, comes with painting, drawing, comes with making movies, comes with making videos. Because boy, I love making videos, but boy, do I hate making
I
videos.
do. Like I've been watching like That's a Raven for like the last week because I'm working on a That's a Raven video, and like I like this morning said I hate this show, and I was like, why? I've never said I hated That's a Raven a day in my life, but I'm like, no, I'm genuinely tired. Like I'm putting so much work into this video because I want it to be great, but I'm tired of it. I'm ready to be done with it. Like I
Oh
genuinely
yeah.
hate it. I hate it. And I was like, and this video better do good too, because I'm putting all this work into it. By the way, it's looking like it might be an hour long, and that's overwhelming me. Like it takes a lot making videos, especially when it be longer formatted videos
Oh
too.
yeah, no, for sure. 'Cause like I can make like a 4 minute video about character design and fucking just come on the mic and then leave. But like it takes like a lot for me, like to say, make that 30-minute fucking Voltron video where I go literally all 8 seasons in talking about something that not only like emotionally means a lot to me, but also means a lot to people, and trying to put that into the best words I can. Fucking, that was like months of like writing, watching the script. I mean, writing, no, watching, writing the script. I
Yep.
can't talk. What the hell was that? Doing all that and then fucking, then recording. That's the process I hate the most. I hate recording so much because like I sound so articulated in videos and shit, but I can't speak for shit. I can't speak.
No, I be having it to do like double triple takes sometimes. Sometimes I leave them in there where it's like one part where I've messed up right in the beginning of the video doing my introduction. And it's like I kept trying to talk like three times and then I just stopped and I just left it in there because I wanted to show people. I was like, y'all, it's not perfect. Look, I fuck up too. I fuck up. Like
Yeah.
recording is the worst. Like I don't know. It's like you be doing so good when you're outlining and writing the script, and then when it's actually time to hit the record button, and don't nothing come out right. And I'm just like, I can't do
God,
this.
then
I can't do it.
you do like face cam and shit, dude.
Yeah, that's what makes it worse.
I could not. 'Cause at least when I like when I'm recording my audio, I can look like a trash gremlin and like nobody's ever gonna see. Like I have like my bonnet on my head and shit. Ain't nobody gonna see that, but you gotta be all like presentable and you gotta like look like you don't wanna shoot somebody and all that. Like, man.
No, I actually did used to record in my bonnet because I just did not care. But then I was like, dang, I got more people looking at me now, and my comment section mean as hell if I don't look put together. So I was like, you know what? Let me try to look somewhat presentable when I get on camera.
Yeah,
My hair.
the last time that I did something on face cam. It was the one about the community and followers. I was just in my sweats. I was like, fuck it. I was like, y'all gonna give me my sweats today.
Okay. Awesome. You mentioned your bonnet, y'all. Me and Joe got the same bonnet.
Yeah, we bonded twins for real.
We're bonnet twins. I don't know where that thing is. It's somewhere. I got so much stuff in this room. It's ridiculous. Like I need my own space for real. But it's
I
like
literally just cleaned all of my room. I just cleaned everything.
I need to clean in here so much. But I've been so busy working on stuff. I was like, ain't no time for cleaning the room. You gotta make money, girl. It'd be like that sometimes.
It really do. I decided like that I was going to use this as an opportunity like to clean, because I'm having like a friend come and stay over for the week. So I was like, okay, like, well, I'm a like clean my shit or whatever, because I had to clean my closet, because like it's the type of thing where like it looks like it is clean, but if you live here, it's fucking not clean, you
Yeah.
know.
It looks clean, but is it really? I'm like, it's not. I'm here all the time. It's not clean.
Yeah, so I had to get to that, and I had to get under my bed because I had so much stuff under my bed, because I had a lot of stuff that I had to just donate or like throw away. So I had like maybe like 7 or 8 bags of stuff just coming out of my room, and I that took a while, but yeah, because I wanted everything just to look nice, because I also got a new desk, and everything and new posters and shit. So I wanted just,
it's not
I
need the my space. Broke, was it? It's not the one that broke, right?
Oh, no, nah, no, nah, that, no, nah, that. you talking about for clarification to the audience, when I was trying to move, one of my like stand little shelf things over like to the side, it just completely like collapsed like in front of me, and like I had to like make sure and grab what I needed to like so it didn't like break. Like I had to grab the TV and shit because it just straight up collapsed. I was like, okay, well, like fuck me, I guess. I was like, whatever. It was the funniest thing because like, and that was like karma low key, because I was laughing at my one friend literally weeks ago. The same thing happened to him.
No, let me quit laughing at you before mine breaks next to mine. Let me stop.
Right? Your bunk being on break, like, right now? Like, right now?
No, stop. I'm looking at my desk right now, and I'm just like, don't fall on me, please. I'm sorry.
it's gonna start shaking randomly.
You said it's gonna start shaking randomly. You said you gotta clean out your closet. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to go in there. Oh, that room is a disaster. It needs to be cleaned in here.
Is that bad?
Yes, it's that. The thing about it is that, like, I have a lot of like clothes I need to donate, and it's really my clothes. Like, they're taking up so much space in here. Like, I have my baskets I need to fold. I have my drawers that are like full of clothes. I have a bed, like, you know, like you have like storage containers. I have storage containers under my bed full of clothes, and then I have storage containers in front of me full of clothes. And I don't know, when I got like grown, because like when I was in high school, I didn't really have a lot of clothes because I wore uniforms and I didn't have money. And then when I got older, like after I left high school, I kind of went overboard with like having a bunch of clothes. And now I'm stuck with all of this and I don't know where to start. I need to donate some of the shit. Like, it's bad.
That's the thing. I felt that for me, because I didn't know where to start. I just was like, all right, I'm gonna fuck myself up and just take everything out so that I literally can't do a damn thing until I clean it. I was like, I'm just fuck everything up, just fuck it all up. So I can't even put it back how it was. I need to clean it. That's what I did.
You know, I think I'm gonna take the day off tomorrow and just clean my room, because I'm like, I don't know how much longer I can deal with it looking like this, because it's upsetting me and my homegirl. Like, I can't do it. I don't like coming in here anymore. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I gotta have my own space, kind of like, you know, be something comfortable I could be in. Cause like, I'd be mostly up in here. We're from the outside world. So like,
exactly. I'm in here all the time. And I'm like, do you really want to be sitting in I'm trying to think, like, how in the back of department stores we looking when it's just inventory everywhere. That's literally what it looks like in here. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, no. That's why it had to be clean, and I'm damn glad at it too. Cause fucking afterwards, you're like, damn, I did that shit. It looks so good.
I did that. But I do want to ask you more about theater. We kind of got a little off topic. How long have you been into theater? Like, do you actually have an interest in acting or anything? Do you want to take acting seriously? Like, I'm just genuinely curious.
I've been in theater since sophomore year. Cause I did not know what to do in high school. Like, I tried everything. I tried like sports, band, all that type of shit, like track and everything.
Yeah.
Football. Like, I was really trying to like get into stuff, because like I never was like allowed to kind of do any after school programmy esque or like sports esque kind of like stuff in like middle school or grade school. Is like it's whatever, you know, just overprotective parent things or whatever.
Felt that yeah. So hard.
But so like I randomly, one of my friends, they decided to like take up like theater or whatnot. Because some people, they got the theater class, which is like theater, the class and like the after school theater are two different things.
Yeah.
But it's still the same guy. He's really cool also. We're practically twins. Randomly one day I was like, okay, well, I'm like, you know, come or whatever. And then like after like the day of just helping out, like, you know, helping put up shit like on the wall and set up for like the show that they were doing at the time, it was like, boom, I'm in. Because I never really thought about it this way, but I've been doing performance art my whole life. Because in grade school, I was always the kid to like be on stage and like, you know, introduce something or start in like a program or like speak at like an event. Like, I'm talking like fucking, I was like the kind of child prodigy gifted kid on some shit, which is like,
I love that video, by the way.
That's why that video is one of people's favorites, and fucking, I just made it as like a whole vent piece about that whole portion of my life. But I use kind of what I enjoyed the most about that portion, not the like, you know, fucking, oh, like I'm up here being all prestigious and no, like the goofing off and like having fun, you know, and like, you know, playing a character. I used all that. And I was like, damn, I guess I do like performance art. And so I joined theater, and I was in theater. It would be like, you know, kind of the technical side of it, but yeah. Then I do like a little bit of both, because like, I'm a techie at heart, but also I do acting, because like I really like doing improv. I like making people laugh. I like putting people on the spot and whatnot. It's just really funny.
Yeah.
Like doing bits and stuff like with my friends. Like I'll just do a comedic bit out of the blue with my friend like over the phone for like no reason. And I was even like before theater, but actually the first show that I was a part of, I actually starred in or like co-starred in. It was a kind of like an abridged retelling of like old like Brothers Grimm like fairy tales and shit.
Yeah.
And they had like the two of the main characters were like narrators, like because they like the joke was that they're narrating each kind of story. And my one friend, who me and her have a really good dynamic, where like I know the shit out of her in real life just for no reason, and fucking she retaliates back as one would. She played like the straight man, you know, like the you know, playing it straight, kind of like, oh, I'm really stern and shit. And I was like the goofy, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna like ruin all these stories, you know, just fuck you. And that was super fun. And not only did we perform that at the school and people enjoyed it, we performed that at the Louisiana Thespian Festival in front of like hundreds of people. So imagine how nervous I was, because that was my first time doing that shit. And plus also like the way that my character is introduced, I literally have to sit in the crowd and like just start screaming. And like people like they start like they're freaking out, right? Like yeah. They're like, is this part of the show or not? And so like I have to like stay in character and like, you know, like go all the way up on stage and shit, and then like go off with my friend. So like the whole show is like riding off of me for like that one moment. Yeah, it was so nerve-wracking, but at the same time, like you gotta like Beyonce that shit. You gotta turn that like that nervousness into like, oh, I'm gonna kill this shit, you know. And like that's pretty much what I would do every time for performance type of stuff. And theater's been a big part of my life, and I am probably going to pursue or at least use those like skills that I've learned or hone on those skills a bit more in the future, just because like I'm interested in like the acting side and the technical side, because people don't realize just how important the both of them are.
Oh, most definitely. I wish people would understand that, because I remember people were talking about, they were like in my theater program at my college, they were talking about, I'm too good to do tech. And I'm just like, how are you going to talk shit about the people that are making you look good on stage? Like, it doesn't comprehend. It doesn't work. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, people don't really understand.
Okay, because I was wondering, I was like, oh, Joe likes Hamilton. And I was like, usually only theater kids like Hamilton. I was like, oh, you are a theater kid. It makes sense.
I loved Hamilton. I remember we got to go see it, and that was really cool. And I was like, damn.
Was it the original cast, or was it not?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the original cast, I'm sure. Okay. I can't remember, but my friends, they'll say that. One of my friends, he says that it wasn't. So I'm inclined to take his word on it. It was really good though. It was a really fun time.
Oh my gosh. Well, Hamilton dropped on Disney Plus. That was like literally like the best like 3 weeks of my life. All I did was listen to Hamilton. Like my most listened to song is Say No to This. And yes, I listen to that every day. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Like, what's your favorite songs from Hamilton? Because everybody has like a different favorite song.
My favorite song, it's the one that the king sings. You remember that one? Fuck, hey. I don't remember the name of it, but that's my favorite.
I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. I love that.
Okay, because I'm like, doesn't Farmer Refute It come right before I'll Be Back? My sister loves I'll Be Back.
I love I'll Be Back. I would fucking like do a cover of that. I'd fucking like do a parody of that. I love it. It's so good. It's so good.
I just love the king. You're just funny as well. Now, it's one part where the Reynolds pamphlet, where everybody just came out on stage, and me and my sister said, we didn't even realize that the king came out, and how he was like acting a damn fool. He was just sitting there laughing at him, Because he was like, yeah, you're never gonna be president. And I was like, why did we not catch that the first time? Because that scene was so chaotic.
Yeah, I love fucking rewatching like shit, especially like plays when like you look, because like when there's so much like going on, you forget just how much each character has like a specific like action and like blocking they're supposed to do, and like the more like you rewatch, the more you notice the little like funny ass details.
Yeah, because this one part I was watching Say No to This with my best friend. And we were watching the entire show, but it was on the part of Say No to This, which is like my favorite part. And people are like, that says a lot about you, that that's your favorite part. I'm like, y'all shut up. But it's the part where she like sat on his lap, and it's the way she sat down on him. My friend was like, oh, she threw that ass back. And I was like, I didn't even notice this until you pointed it out. She did. Oh my gosh. Like, it's so much about Hamilton. I can go talk about Hamilton for days, though. But are you an act two or one act one person? Like, everybody, I don't know. It's always different. I prefer act two for some reason. Which act do you prefer?
I think I'm an act two person as well.
Okay, because act two, like act one is just kind of like happier. I don't know why. Act two, shit hit the fan. He cheated on his wife. He got caught stealing. Like, it's just a lot of like fuckery, and it's actually really,
Yeah.
really sad. But I was like, I don't know why, because I'm tired of being sad. I don't like being sad. But I was like, I don't know why Act Two just does that for me. Like, I adore Act Two so much.
Yeah. No, it's but I like for shit like that. It's like I don't like I obviously I hate like being sad and shit, but like I can't like not like watch it. Like it's like damn, like I don't know, like I guess like the emotions that kind of come from it are like interesting to look at.
I think that's why too, because all of the acting, like the acting in Act One was great, but I think because in Act Two, because everybody was so sad, you got to see them to their best. I think that's why I prefer it so much. And we got to see more Jasmine in Act Two, because Jasmine's the actor who plays Mariah Reynolds and Peggy Schuyler. And it's like Peggy kind of didn't really do much in Act One. She was just there, but Act Two was kind of like she stole the show and she wasn't even in it all that much.
Oh yeah, for real.
Love Jasmine. Now I have a question about Down Bad Boys. What exactly is it, and why did you guys start it?
So the channel Down Bad Boys is a group channel comprised of me and a few other of my friends that also make content. And it is kind of just a product of us like already being really close, like friends, like in a group chat. Talking to each other and fucking around and like doing shit every day. And we just thought like, hey, we make videos already. Why don't we just do like what we do, except like also record it? Cause like, cause people, they also like, people find me funny. People find all the rest of them funny and entertaining. Cause like, they make content. So it's like why don't we just kind of make a group channel and showcase all the stuff that like we do? Which would include like a podcast and whatnot, because I've always wanted to try my hand at podcasting, but like I've only ever been like a guest on a couple when I call
Like
get them
right
on my
now.
I'm racking them up, yeah, like right
Like
now,
right
just racking them up. But I've never like actually kind of had my own, so I guess like it was just like, oh well, fucking people typically do group channel things, but like we're gonna like make this a bit different, because also. Two of the people in that group channel, they're a part of another one that it like kind of died off because a bunch of the other people either like could not be committed to it because of personal reasons, or were not interested, or were like too scared to do anything. So like they essentially kind of died off. But like we were like, nah, like fucking we're gonna like commit to this and like have fun and like kind of do our best and shit. So that's where that came from. And it's gonna go places, probably.
Okay, I can't. You guys are fucking hilarious. Because I was listening to, I didn't listen to the second episode of the podcast yet, but I did listen to the first. And when you guys were just talking about y'all relationships, and I was just like, what the actual fuck is wrong with y'all? I was just dying. I heard pregnancy scares. The dude dad was like threatening you. I was like, what is this?
Oh yeah, nah, it'd be crazy sometimes.
I was fucking dying. I was just like, what exactly? It's like chaotic energy, so much chaotic energy. I had to turn down like the volume But I do enjoy it though. I really do enjoy you guys, and I can tell that you guys are like close friends. And I do prefer to listen to podcasts where you can tell the people actually know each other like that. I don't
Yeah,
know. It's
for
just
sure.
something about that. I hate watching podcasts when it's just strangers and they're talking the entire time. You can tell that they obviously don't really care too much for the person. But here it's like I can feel like the genuine connection.
Yeah, that's the thing too. I had like a few people that were like kind of bummed that like they weren't quote unquote called for the group channel as if like fucking we're handing out invitations and shit. You know, because they misunderstood that that's not the point of it. And it'd be people that like I am friendly with or acquainted with, but not enough to where fucking, you know, I can record a whole episode with you and it wouldn't feel like I'm doing work. You
Oh
know?
yeah, most definitely.
Like there's nothing wrong with like getting people on a podcast that like you're not super close with, but
Yeah.
to have you can't have like channel regulars that you don't know, you
Oh,
know,
most definitely.
like fucking like you know the like the Game Grumps, fucking Aaron Hansen and like Igor, fucking Aaron Hansen and Danny, they're fucking best friends. Like they're not just two random guys that work together. Like the reason why you know group channel content is entertaining is because the people know each other and work off of their dynamics. But some people can't understand that.
I think that's the downfall of that BuzzFeed channel because it was just so obvious that the people weren't really close with each other. That
Oh
really
yeah,
does
nah,
show.
it was like a job, you know?
Yeah. Like it is a job, but I'm like, I genuinely want to enjoy the people in my company.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can like you know, it is like a business type of thing if you're running like a group thing. But at the same time, like, you know, there has to be a level of like charisma between like all the people and like chemistry, you know?
Yeah.
Or else like if it's not, then people aren't gonna watch it. Because it isn't entertaining.
Didn't you meet like Silly Riley in person, right?
Yeah, I did. On my Atlanta trip, I met him and a couple other people that I've been friends with for almost like 3 years now, are pretty much on a trip like in real life. And I gotta say, it is pretty weird meeting close internet friends in real life
That's the
because.
thing. How was that? Because I've met like probably one of my internet friends in real life, but the thing about it is that we live in the same county, so it was like destined we were gonna meet each other eventually. But how was that? Because I'm just genuinely curious, because I know one day I'm gonna meet the entire BCC, including you, and I'm just like, I'm nervous, I'm just scared. So how was
Yeah,
that?
no, for sure. It's super normal to be nervous and scared because if you think about it, when you know a person like you know me and you, we know each other pretty well. But at the same time, we don't know each other well, like in real life. As in, like you know, I don't know like how you stand. I don't know how you move around.
I
I
don't
don't
know
know how
your body
you know.
mannerisms and all
Yeah,
that.
exactly. I don't know how like you physically like react to stuff and like react in real time. Because also like reacting to things like on the internet, you know, is different to reacting to things in real life. I could like send a text message and somebody like they could think about it for a whole kind of like you know like 30 seconds more and like respond correctly than to where they would be if you were to brush it on them in real life, you know. It's quite confusing that, and also I know people because like. I have like a weird kind of like resting bitch face where like I always look like I hate everything that or like I'm confused about what's going on. So like sometimes they would think that I was having the worst time ever, but I was like, no, I'm just like in my thoughts thinking. So like that is weird because like you know they didn't know me you know physically like as in like body language and mannerism wise as well. But it's so weird like kind of seeing like that final wall like being broken because like you know there's one thing where like you meet a person like through text and then you hear their voice and you see their face you know then like you see them you know like you're not only seeing a picture but then you see a video or you talk video to video but then like when you actually are in real life it's like I know this is like the stupidest way to describe this but it's like seeing a photo or a video and like fucking like 85K
HD
yeah like
HD
it's so weird because it's like, damn, like nigga, you real. Like,
You're
are you
real.
actually? Yeah, it's so weird to think about. It's that was so weird because like when I met him, like because he saw me before I saw him because he's waiting on me. I was like, damn, like this nigga exists. I was like, what? I was like, what's going on? Yeah, it was even weirder meeting the other friends because I was like, damn. And which as you know, one of them is my significant other. So. That was pretty weird. I was like, damn, like I've been talking to you for like almost a year now, but like this is my first time like seeing your face in real life and like existing like next to you. I was like, this is so weird, but like in like the best way possible. And that it's probably gonna be even weirder when like it comes to y'all, because like y'all are like pretty much my family, like, you know,
yeah.
that like you know, I would treat like literally like family. And so like I'll actually be like in the presence of y'all and shit, and we're gonna actually like, you know, hang out and talk and all that, basically have a cookout in real life. And it's gonna be like, it's gonna be so weird. It's gonna be so weird.
Wait, where exactly were y'all when y'all like first met each other?
We were in the airport, cause okay. Cause we were all going to Atlanta, cause one of the friends in the group, they live in Georgia, and so we just decided to do Atlanta for some reason. But I was obviously coming from Louisiana, Raleigh was coming from Florida, other people were coming from other states, cause me, him, and the person that lives in Georgia, we're the only people in that friend group that live in the South. The other people were coming from the North,
oh.
So they had like longer flights and shit, yeah. So it was, you know, we it was pretty weird because I met up with him, and then we met up with the friend, and then like we went to go get groceries and shit, and then like, you know, stay at the place, and like, I just had to like stand on the balcony, like I stood on the balcony kind of, and I was talking to him, and I was like, nigga, I was like, this isn't happening right now. I was like, what? I was like, this is so weird. I was like, damn, like I don't hate my life right now. I was like, what's going on?
I was thinking, like, I was just like, damn, what is it gonna be like when I meet all of y'all? I was like, am I gonna pick all of y'all up from the airport and y'all all gonna get in my car? And I'm just like, I feel like I'm not even gonna be able to drive because I'm just be so happy that y'all are actually in my presence.
It's gonna be like serotonin fucking to the max.
Exactly. I'm like, no, I can't drive right now. I'm too happy.
God, that's just, it's like seeing a close family friend that you haven't seen in like forever, except for the first time.
Oh my gosh. Cause like I talk to y'all like every single day, and I was like, okay, you're gonna be fine. You know these people like that. But like, cause I told him, I was like, as soon as I meet all of y'all, I'ma just give you a hug. And then I was like, dang, what if the time comes and I'm too scared to hug you? Like, and I was like, no, it's okay, you can hug me. And I was like, you say that, but I bet you when we meet in person, we're just gonna stand there and stare at each other like, oh, you're real. Like, if yeah, I you touch gotta, you, I can feel you.
It's weird. You gotta like have that kind of like, I guess, realization, and then like you gotta get over how weird it is for like a minute. Cause like me and Riley, we dead ass fucking like stared at each other for like a good like minute, like kind of processing that like that's happening. And you know, and then we had to kind of get over it in a bit. Cause everybody else, they're kind of freaking about it. But like because we were the first people to see each other, we were like over it in a bit. And my one friend, he was never over the fact that it was happening. He would just randomly be like, damn, this is happening right now. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. It is happening. It's pretty weird. It's pretty weird.
Isn't it pretty weird? Oh my gosh. That is like one of the joys in life. You're actually meeting your internet friends. Cause like, to be honest, I'm closer with a lot of my internet friends than I am with people in real life. Cause it's like, we actually have stuff in common. So like, of course,
yeah,
it's going to be
sure.
more of a connection there.
For sure. And I've been lucky enough to where I have friends that like aren't shit friends in real life, but a lot of the people that I know, they have like flaky or like basic not best friends, to where like they don't, you know, they don't really do much and whatnot. Like Raleigh's told me that like a lot of the main friends in his life, they aren't exactly like talk to you every day type of friends, you know, which is like, that's normal. It's just that I'm lucky that I have talked to me every day type of friends, because a lot of people that don't, they'll talk to their online friends every day, because those are the people that hear the most about them and that care the most about them and ask about them and do all that type of shit. And those are the people that you want to hang out with in real life. But, you know, teleportation ain't a thing yet, so you got to go get on good old Discord and do your thing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Teleportation literally would, like, make me the happiest bitch ever.
That would fix all of my problems.
Like, it's another, like, large black male. I'm mad that I didn't really start talking to him till like, recently, but I really, like, fucks with him. He reminds me a lot of, like, dudes that I was cool with in high school. Like, that's the energy that I get from him. But I really, like, y'all know each other in real life, right?
Yeah, I remember. I don't know if you remember, but when you were like giving us all compliments and like the voice call, you told him, you were like, oh, you know, you remind me a lot of Joey. And me and him had to laugh because we're basically kind of sort of the same person, but a little different. Because he has been my first and best friend since kindergarten.
Wow,
so
I didn't know
have
it was
the
that
same
long.
Type of humor. Yeah, it was that long. We have the same type of everything, humor, all that. We're basically the same person, but on different sides.
Oh, yeah. I'll put Large Black Male's channel down below if you guys don't know what we're talking about. And I'm also gonna put all of Joe's socials in the description box so you guys can follow him, whatever. And I have like two more questions for you. So what's next for you, Veritas Joe?
Well, what's next for me? I've been kind of, I guess, soft, not soft reboot, but like soft kind of revamping like the channel style. Like I have some art stuff like that's gonna be included in videos now. So just I was just kind of reworking the format, I guess, so to speak. But
Yeah.
video wise, what's next coming up? A lot of people they seem like a poll. But my next main videos, I'm gonna be talking about Devilman Crybaby because I got into that recently, and I fucking it's consumed like a good portion of my life, just like Voltron has when fucking that came out. And then either before or after that, depending on how I'm feeling, the Miles Morales video game review, because I love that game. I love Miles Morales, and I made a review on the Spider-Man Insomniac game 2 years ago when that came out. So it's only natural that I'd make a spiritual sequel to that video when I make good videos now, because 2 years ago I was making good videos. Along with that, just like Down Bad Boys content as well, obviously that'll come out kind of frequently. It won't mess with my schedule though. But I have a new video out today. It's called Diversity Isn't Political. It's about what it sounds like. I'm
Yeah.
gonna sit on that for a bit. So besides that, I'm gonna just kind of be doing my thing as usual, and I can only just hope that keep going up. That's about it.
Okay, so I start every like podcast off with like a Descendants quote that usually applies to the subject we're talking about, or like it has to do with the person I bring on. So I'm gonna repeat that quote. You're gonna smile though when you see which quote I picked up for you. Okay, I am about to repeat the Descendants quote of the day. Is everybody at home as pretty as you?
Oh, what?
That's the quote I picked for you. Yeah. So, we're almost done. Just to close out, I always try to leave my podcast off on a positive note. Do you have any inspiration for the listeners that are listening right now? Because I get a lot of questions all the time for like advice on just YouTube or just following your dream and things like that, or just trying to get through today. Do you have any advice for anyone listening?
Yeah, I got a few words to say. Hopefully they aren't like overly long-winded so they can remember them. If you are a creator that makes videos, and say you're a little bit disgruntled that you're not really
I am Harriana Hook, and thank you for listening to the memoir of a Descendant Stan.